Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. We live on a planet that finds itself rather suddenly in the midst of an enormous physical crisis. Because we burn so much coal, gas, and oil, the atmosphere of our world is changing rapidly, and that atmospheric change is producing record heat. July was the hottest month we've ever recorded. Scientists predict with confidence that we stand on the edge of the sixth great extinction event of the last billion years. And yet we continue on with our usual patterns. We get up each morning and do pretty much what we did the day before. It's not like the last time America was in an existential crisis, when Americans signed up for the army and crossed the Atlantic to face down fascism, and when the people back home signed up for new jobs and changed their daily lives. This 21st century global crisis doesn't appear to most of us as a threat, and the leadership that should be coming from Washington to mobilize us is mired in a denial conspiracy. If it's not good for business as usual, just ignore it. But there is leadership coming from our children and grandchildren, the Z generation, those born between 1995 and 2010. According to U.S. Census data, the Z generation is the most diverse generation of all time, as well as being the largest generation of young people in history. Young people who are better educated, better informed, and more widely connected than ever before. Around 42% of the world's population is under 25 years of age, and 25% are under 15. That's 1.8 billion, by the way. This huge army of young people is cause for great optimism. They are more politically and socially engaged and certainly more environmentally aware than previous generations and are less compromised by ideologies. Many feel frustrated at the state of the world they have been born into and are angry with inept politicians and unaccountable international institutions. Their anger and disillusionment has led to committed engagement throughout the world. That many older climate deniers choose to denigrate them shows that the Z generation is having an effect. As the saying goes, they only kick you if you're worth kicking. The best speech I've heard is from the 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, one of the most outspoken young leaders in this growing movement. I'm paraphrasing here her from a speech to UN officials in 2018, quote, "We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not." I'm really looking forward to hearing more from Greta and the Z's. I'm sure they won't disappoint. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.